From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson. Turkey's prime minister says the United Nations endorsed roadmap for peace in Syria is a positive step toward resolving that lengthy and costly civil war through diplomacy, but doesn't go far enough to protect the Syrian people who've already endured civil war for 5 years. The UN Security Council has unanimously endorsed the roadmap for peace in Syria after a day-long Friday meeting of the International Syria Support Group in New York. VOA's Margaret Bashir has the story.
It was a busy day of diplomacy with ministers from nearly 20 countries meeting to discuss key elements for implementing a nationwide ceasefire in Syria and bringing the warring parties to the negotiating table by early next year. Efforts then moved to the UN Security Council, where nations spoke in a unified voice on the political situation for the first time since the crisis began in 2011. The United Nations envoy for Syria welcomed the international unity, but warned the peace process will not be easy.
It's going to be uphill, it's going to be complicated, but it's becoming possible.
A major sticking point is the future of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Russia and Iran continue to publicly support him, while many Western and Arab nations say he must go. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Police in the Somali capital of Mogadishu say several people are dead after a car bomb exploded on a busy street today. Witnesses say the explosion was accompanied by gunfire and the casualties are believed to be civilians. Reuters News Service reports that a supermarket part of it was destroyed in the blast. On Wednesday, national and regional leaders in Somalia ended 3 days of talks on how to best hold elections in 2016. The leaders decided to dissolve the government next September, but are not prohibiting President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud and the members of parliament from seeking re-election. This is VOA News. Friday's U.S. airstrike that may have killed Iraqi soldiers seems to have been a mistake that involved both sides, according to U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter. Mr. Carter spoke to reporters on a visit to the Persian Gulf, saying that he had called Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi about the incident.
This is a regrettable incident. We both know that these things happen in war, and he and I both expressed regret over the incident and also determination to continue the campaign to expel ISIL from Iraqi territory.
The Pentagon chief did not provide further details about the strike. U.S. lawmakers sent President Obama Friday a $1.1 trillion budget full of federal spending and tax breaks, which the president quickly signed before leaving Washington for his annual holiday vacation. The Senate voted 65-33 to approve the bill after the measure cleared the House earlier. Congress then adjourned until January. Before leaving, President Obama outlined his plans for his final year in office, including the need for the U.S. to remain vigilant in pursuing the Islamic State militants.
We're going to defeat ISIS, and we're going to do so by systematically squeezing them, cutting off their supply lines, cutting off their financing, taking out their leadership, taking out their forces, taking out their infrastructure. We're going to do so in partnership with forces on the ground that sometimes are spotty, sometimes need capacity building, need our assistance, need our training.
After the news conference, Mr. Obama traveled to San Bernardino, California, where a radicalized Muslim couple 2 weeks ago killed 14 people and wounded 22 others. He met with victims' families and survivors there. A rural school district in the U.S. state of Virginia closed Friday after a school lesson linked to the Muslim faith created a firestorm of controversy. An Arabic calligraphy lesson that involved writing a Muslim statement of faith created a barrage of angry emails and postings on social media. School officials say they were concerned about the tone of the comments, so the schools closed as a precaution. One man, this man, lives in the affected school district.
Well, if they don't want to allow us to preach about God and have prayer in our schools, I don't see why they should be trying to promote another Islamic religion.
Of course, the U.S. system is based on a separation of church and state. School officials say the aim of the lesson was to show the complexity of Arabic calligraphy and not to promote any religious system in particular. A dangerous wave of smog is getting thicker in China's capital today. Beijing's red alert for pollution is in place, prompting school closures and forcing half the city's cars off the roads. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.